Career planning method. Turn confusion into executable next steps with a career path map. A 29-year-old operator in Shenzhen and her career turning point. Lin Wan, 29, lives in Shenzhen and works as a content operator at an internet company. After last year's Double 11 shopping festival, her team was downsized, and for the first time she sat down to seriously think about where she should go next. "I scrolled job boards every day back then, and the more I scrolled the more panicked I felt," Lin later recalled. She realized she could not actually say what she wanted to do, only that she was afraid of being left behind. When she said this, her work badge was still hanging on her backpack, and her screen showed 37 saved job postings, none of which she had ever opened. People like Lin are common. According to sampling data from public recruitment platforms, more than half of professionals considering a job change cannot name a concrete position they want to reach within 3 years. This article will not decide which company you should join. Instead, it gives you a career path map you can draw yourself, turning the vague idea of figuring things out into coordinates you can write on paper. 3 months later, Lin pasted an A4 sheet beside her monitor. She said what truly calmed her was not suddenly understanding everything, but finally having a map she could keep revising. Why most career plans stop at wishful thinking. Planning by feel most often means writing a wish list, a raise next year, leading a team the year after, joining a big company someday. It feels great to write, yet rarely comes true. The problem is that wishes have no scale. Without a scale, you cannot tell whether you are closer or farther from the goal, and can only give yourself a vague score by mood at year end. The second bias is staring only at job titles. Many treat becoming a manager as the finish line, yet never count how many transferable skills that role actually requires and how many they still lack. The third is linear imagination. We assume a career is a straight line that only goes up, but the real path is more like rock climbing, with sideways moves, retreats, and detours. Years of talent research by McKinsey and others consistently shows that career growth correlates strongly with having a clear sense of path, not with how often one changes jobs. In other words, what really carries people forward is usually not working harder, but translating vague wishes into measurable coordinates earlier. Career path map, turning figuring it out into 4 coordinates. A usable path map needs no complex tools, just a pen and a sheet of paper. The key is breaking your career into 4 layers of coordinates rather than a single phrase like "I want to improve." The first layer is the industry coordinate, whether the industry you are in or want to enter is rising, stable, or shrinking directly sets the height of your ceiling. The second is the function coordinate, what kind of capability you actually sell, whether growth, content, engineering, or management, which determines the radius of your transferability. The third is the step coordinate, which level you stand on now and what evidence the next level requires, turning the distant future into the next step. The fourth is the rhythm coordinate, how many months you plan to reach the next level, cutting the vision into small steps you can advance each week. Writing the 4 layers on one sheet often dissipates half the confusion, because you can see exactly which point in the coordinate system you stand on. Professional analysis, quantifying your career position with the skill ladder model. To make the path map truly useful, the position needs a scale. Here we introduce the skill ladder model as a measuring ruler that turns feeling into numbers. On data, LinkedIn's 2024 Workplace Learning Report sampling shows that professionals who set clear ladder-style growth goals rated their annual skill improvement about 34% higher than the control group. Source type: platform sampling survey, sample size about 12,000. This is only a magnitude reference, not any kind of promise. Further, Deloitte's human capital research indicates that employees with a clear sense of internal promotion path show about 2.1 times higher retention intention. Source type: enterprise survey, multi-country sample. This suggests path sense is itself a retention variable, not just comfort. Framework comparison: 3 common frameworks exist. Career anchors, Edgar Schein, 1978, emphasize what you truly value and suit motivation positioning. The skill ladder, used here, emphasizes which level you are at and how many evidence items you lack, suiting quantified progress. The path dependence model, economics, emphasizes how past choices raise switching costs, suiting decisions about whether to change fields. They do not conflict. Anchors set direction, ladders manage progress, path dependence manages risk. Real case, a leading e-commerce company's P-sequence grades engineering roles into 5 tiers P4 to P8, each listing 3 to 5 verifiable outputs. A P5 aiming for P6 no longer relies on feeling but checks a list to fill evidence, a true industrial application of the skill ladder. Metrics, score your position with 3 numbers. Capability gap, next level requirements minus what you already have. Evidence completion, prepared evidence divided by required evidence, in percent. Rhythm deviation, planned months minus months used, positive means ahead, negative means behind. Execution checklist, write down your ladder and current level, list the 3 evidence requirements of the next level, mark how many you already meet, set a deadline month for each unmet item, review completion once a month. Keep this sheet in your phone notes, more useful than any pep talk. 3-layer path drawing, industry times function times step. Draw the industry layer first. Pick an industry you are willing to deepen in.